Great to be joined right now by an Olympic gold medalist, won 8 different world titles during his boxing career, and now the founder of Golden Boy Promotions, a card coming to town on January 26th to the Toyota Center, and we're going to talk about that card. We'll talk about the main event, and we're going to talk boxing in general with our next guest, the great Oscar De La Hoya, joining us out here live at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Oscar, first, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good being here.
It's you told us during the break, this is the first interview you've ever done in a bar before.
At a bar, yeah.
Okay,
seriously. At a bar.
Well, we're
at, at 2 p.m. At a bar.
Yeah. This is where the hardcores are out here at 2 p.m.
If you're listening, get out of work. Get over here.
Amen.
I'll buy you a drink.
There you go. There you go.
Well, we're not trying to make you feel old, I promise, but we were just discussing, and I mentioned to you during the break before we just came on, you first came appeared on our radar, if you will, right out of high school in 1992 at the Barcelona Olympic Games. Dude, that's 27 years ago.
27 years ago. My gosh. Babe, you were practically born when I won a gold medal.
That's incredible. Oscar's talking to his girlfriend.
Jesus. And I mentioned to you that Olympics is known not only for that, but that was the first dream team in 92.
That was the dream team, yeah. I remember... I fought 6 times in the Olympics. You know, I fought Africa, China, Germany, you name it. So every single fight, right from the start, you would see like Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, who else?
Barkley.
They were all sitting like on the 6th row, you know? And it's like, and everybody would leave him alone, and it's like, and but that's the dream team, you know? It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It had to be like a little bit of Beatlemania going on over there, right?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, they were just big boxing. I mean, they're huge boxing fans.
Yeah.
Especially Barkley. Yeah, Barkley was the biggest fan, and he was and he was a heckler too. This guy,
shocking.
Oh man, this guy, yeah.
We now know he probably had some action down on it as well, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
He never met a hand of blackjack that
exactly.
he didn't like.
Exactly, but man, what a team! What a team! Yeah, 92 was probably probably the best team we've ever had.
Great memories for all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Without question, without question.
But babe, you were born. Jesus.
If you don't know, Oscar's addressing his significant other, and I guess you're 27?
Well, close enough.
Close enough. Yeah, we're rounding.
In the ballpark.
We're rounding. So, of course, we all know you from your great career in the ring.
Yeah.
How has the transition to being a promoter gone for you with Golden Boy Promotions?
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's great. It's been fun. It's been fun. I'd say that I wish I was still fighting. Because I was not as busy, you know. I practically live on a plane now.
Yeah,
yeah. Basically, it's like it's out traveling. We have all these events, and but it's a lot of fun.
Is it something you during your career you thought about doing? As people were promoting you, did you look at how that was going and say this is how I would do it? And is it something that you thought long and hard about going into it, or was it something once you got to the end of your career, it was just the next thing?
Yeah, no. The way it happened was I fought this kid, Fernando Vargas, okay?
Sure.
Probably one of the toughest fights I've ever been involved in. I swear I couldn't walk for like 2 weeks. I was so sore. It was a rough fight. And in the locker room after the fight, I said to myself, you know what? I have to start thinking about what I want to do after boxing, you know, because I'm starting to get tired. My body's kind of breaking down. So I decided, you know what? Let's get into the business of boxing. You know, we know the fighters. We have, you know, the reputation. Fighters trust in me, and so yeah. Sure enough, started Golden Boy Promotions. Almost 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
you're in Houston, Texas. It's George Foreman's hometown.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was roughly
Houston Dynamo.
Right. There you go. George was roughly, give or take, a couple of years your current age when he decided, I'm going to give this thing another run.
Yeah.
And winds up winning the heavyweight championship.
Championship of the world.
I'm not going to ask you if you're thinking about that because it sounds like there's no chance you would do something like that. But just maybe speak to how remarkable it was what he did at that age, at your current age.
I don't think anybody will ever do that in the heavyweight division ever again. It was incredible. I mean, it was that one punch, that miracle punch, that he landed perfectly, and he was losing the fight.
Yeah.
I was there. He was losing the fight, and out of nowhere, he lands that vicious right hand. And you can see it coming. It's slow motion because George is so heavy, but he's, you know, he's heavy-handed. And you can see the punch coming. He lands it, knocks him out. And they, I mean, it has to be one of the best moments in sports history.
Was it Michael Moore?
It was Michael Moore. It was Michael Moore. He had just beat, I believe, Evander Holyfield at the time. So, yeah, he was no slouch.
You look like you're in much better shape than he was then.
Yeah, yeah, just a few pounds lighter. Yes. A few pounds lighter than George Foreman. But, yeah, he's something else.
Yeah.
I love George. He, you know, it's funny. When he fought, I think he was fighting Tommy Morrison. Remember Tommy Morrison?
Sure, of course.
From the Rocky movies?
Yeah. Yes.
He was fighting Tommy Morrison. We were in New York, and I was I think it was my first professional fight. I had just won the Olympic Games, and George Foreman is doing his press conference at the train station there, the famous train station in New York.
Grand Central.
Grand Central Station. They're all, you know, there's thousands of people, and he stops everything and calls my name. I want everybody to hear this. This young kid right here from East LA is going to be the next pay-per-view star, and I'm calling it now. And he was right. And you know, George Foreman was I mean, he had a good eye. He had good instinct. He's everything he touches, it turns into a George Foreman grill.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. Yeah, when you talk about him winning, I'm like, yeah, here we are, millions of grills later,
yeah, right,
and the guy's a billionaire.
Tom,
no, go ahead.
What's your overall assessment of the health of the sport right now?
Well, the health of the sport is healthier than ever. There's fights left and right. You know, there's champions, there's fighters, there's the only problem is that it's too scattered. We don't have one unified, you know, organization to kind of oversee the sport, kind of like a UFC or NFL the major leagues in sports. Boxing is everywhere. It's all over the map. And that's the problem, because you don't know who the champions are. You don't know who the heavyweight champion is, because there's four or five.
That used to be unthinkable for a sports fan not to know who the name of that current heavyweight
champion. Exactly. So, but the state of the game is alive. Is more than it's healthier than ever. I mean, there's fights on every single platform now, whether it's NBC, Fox, ABC, NBC. You have all these digital platforms now, which we just signed on with this digital platform called DAZN.
Yep.
DAZN, and they want to be the next. They want to be the Netflix of sports, you know. And it's and they're actually doing it. We just signed on with Canelo Alvarez, the richest sports deal ever. In any sport, okay, for any athlete, Canelo, you know, signed with DAZN, and so we're staging our first fight here in Houston, January 26th. We have a very, very interesting and it's going to be a lot of fun. A fight card that is just action packed, headlined by this young kid that I believe is going to be the next star. He's from Tijuana. He's 22 years old. Jaime Munguia. He's in the challenge. He's in a very, very tough fight. So all these platforms, all these channels there. I mean, boxing is better than ever. I mean, you have Canelo Alvarez, who's fighting two, three times this year.
Yeah.
On DAZN. I think just boxing needs to just get organized just a bit more. And we'll be okay.
I wanted to ask you about the relationship with DAZN, because you mentioned it yourself. You were the king of pay-per-view. You sold millions and millions and millions of pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And the metric has changed now because of the internet. We've seen it. You know, we've seen it with WWE. They were the other big pay-per-view entity.
Right.
They hardly do any of that. They have their own network now.
Exactly.
$9.99 a month, like DAZN.
Yeah.
From your perspective now, as the promoter, as the founder of your organization. How does that change the calculus for you? That most of it now, these fights are going to be getting streamed to people subscribing to it,
right,
as opposed to people plunking down $79.99 the night of the fight.
Right. Well, look, if you download DAZN for first month, it's free.
Yeah.
Thereafter is $9.99. You get to watch over 100 fights throughout the year, including Anthony Joshua, who's the unified heavyweight champion of the world from the UK, and including Canelo Alvarez, which is going to fight three times a year. And these guys are making roughly or upwards to $30, $40, $50 million a year fight. So I don't want to mention the gentleman's name who owns the Zone because he doesn't like PR.
Yeah.
But he's forking over a lot of money, you know, to make this work. And look, we're roughly up to close to 600,000 subs.
Oh, wow.
On the Zone. In just a couple of months that the Zone has been on air. So he's doing something right.
Yeah.
And he's a billionaire for a reason.
Sure.
You know? So with these Canelo fights, I mean, imagine Canelo versus Triple G part 3 on the Zone for $9.
And you subscribe to it, and that's, it's so amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, there's nothing you can do to replicate the in-arena experience, though, and obviously that's coming here to Houston at Toyota Center, as you mentioned, on January 26th. How is Houston as a boxing market?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I stopped coming here for a while, but we used to stage fights here quite often. We had a fighter that was local by the name of the Baby Bull, they called him. Diaz.
Yeah, Diaz.
Juan Diaz. He was the Baby Bull, and we would fill up the Toyota Center with, sellouts.
He was a college student / champion.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Exactly. And so we're ready to come back. We're ready to come back and bring back big-time boxing to Houston. I mean, the fan base is incredible. So we're going to expect about 10, 12,000 people. On the 26th, which is great. It's a great start, but we want to continue it. We want to continue bringing big time boxing to. The last time I staged a fight here in Houston was Canelo Alvarez at the
Minute Maid Park. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. We had 35,000 people there, which was great. So it's a great fight town. So I'm glad that we're back.
Well, and tell us what fans who show up that evening at Toyota Center can expect from these co-main event bouts. And I love the fact that tickets start at just $25.
Yeah, $25. There's 10 fights on the card. Every single fight is going to be exciting. It's going to be competitive. We have young local kids. From Houston, from Dallas,
there's a
from
lot of
San
Texas
Antonio,
flavor on this.
A lot of Texas flavor. Yeah. So we're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. And fights. If you've never been to a live fight, look, get your buddies together or your significant others and just have a good time. It's actually a really really fun night.
Yeah. For sure.
Good way to spend a Saturday night, no doubt about that. And you mentioned Jaime Munguia.
Right.
He's somebody in your mind that people will be talking about 5, 10 years from now. They'll say, I was there that night at Toyota Center when Jaime Munguia came.
This kid doesn't know how to take a step backwards. And the opponent, the fighter he's fighting from Japan.
Takeshi Inoue.
Oh, he is. I mean, you know, these Japanese fighters are very prideful. You know, they have a lot of pride. And so, it's going to be a war. I'm looking forward to it.
And if I read correctly, Inoue has not fought. He maybe fought one other time here in the United States.
Second time here in the U.S.
Okay.
He's ranked number 4 in the world, so he's very deserving of the shot. But he's out here to make a name for himself, to make a statement. So it's going to be a fun fight.
Well, it's Oscar De La Hoya, January 26th, Golden Boy Promotions. Promoting what's going to be a great night at the Toyota Center. If you're listening now, you want to get your hands on some tickets, toyotacenter.com is where you can go get tickets. As Rich mentioned, tickets as low as just $25 for a great Saturday night of boxing. Really good way to spend a Saturday night. Jaime Munguia and Takeshi Inoue, the WBO junior middleweight world title, will be up for grabs that night. Oscar, it's great to have you here, man. We know you've got deep ties to the city of Houston.
It's a real thrill for us to spend a few minutes with you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, I can't wait to bring big-time boxing back to Houston. We're looking forward to working with the local communities and find and search for these young kids who have the talent, just they don't have the opportunity. And that's what we wanna help out with, you know, because there's a lot of talent, a lot of kids who are hungry, who want to become, you know, the next world champion. And so
it's still that sport that offers that opportunity
absolutely.
For kids to overcome their circumstances.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, there's fighters like Canelo and the Pacquiao's and which is fighting next week in Vegas, yep. and the Mayweathers that kids want to be like, you know, they want to be champions like them, so and they look up to us, and so, you know, it's up to us as promoters and that are in the game, in the business, to go out there and stage these local fights like here in Houston and give them the opportunity. That's what it's all about.
As a great Rocky Balboa said, you have a pair of hands and a good heartbeat. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's all
you
have, a pair of hands and a good heartbeat. You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
Oscar De La Hoya, the great Oscar De La Hoya, joining us out here at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Oscar, congratulations
Thank
on all
you.
Your success.
Thank
and we
you.
Look forward to Golden Boy Promotions
I
coming here
it.
And promoting what's going to be a great card at Toyota Center on January 26th.
Right. And go Houston Dynamo.
There you go. That's right. Go Houston Dynamo. We got a lot of friends with the Dynamo. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank
there
you.
It is. Appreciate Oscar De La Hoya. ToyotaCenter.com. Tickets as low as $25, January 26th. All right.